Today we'll be discussing Simen Shin Tzadik Gimel, which has two halachos. The halacha of Yitziyah Misoch HaBayis, and Avel leaving his house during Shiva, and the halacha of Shinui Makom, which may be relevant even through Yud Beis Chodesh. The two halachos are not necessarily intrinsically related, other than the fact that they both may emerge from the same Gemara. So as far as the Isser of Yitziyah Min HaBayis, or whether there is a formal Isser of Yitziyah Min HaBayis, or two Gemaras that we need to take a look at. The Gemara has in Daf Kaf Aleph Amid Beis, four lines from the top, Kaf Aleph Amid Beis, Tani Rabbanan, Avil Gimel Yamim Harishonim, Eino Holich LeBeis Avil. And Avil, during the first 3 days of Shiva, is not allowed to go to another Beis Avil. Mikan Ve'elach Holich Ve'eino Yoshib B'makam HaMenachemim, El B'makam HaMitznachemim. For the rest of Shiva, from day, either Mixas Yom Kekula, day three, or day 4 through day 7, he's allowed to go to another Beis Avel, but he sits together with the Avelim, not together with the Menachemim. Okay, that's Gemara number 1. Then the Gemara has a Machlokes Tanoim and Daf Kaf Gimel Amud Aleph that goes as follows. 6 lines from the top, Tanu Rabbanan, Avel Shabbos Rishona Eino Yotze Mipesach Beiso. And Avel during the first Shabbos, we'll have to discuss whether Shabbos here means week, or does it mean Shabbos Kepshuto is Shabbos Kodesh? So during the first Shabbos, he doesn't leave his house. Shniya Yotzev Eina Yoshe Bimkamo. On the second one, he leaves his house, but doesn't sit in his regular place. Shlishis Yoshe Bimkamo Veina Medaber. On week 3, he sits in his regular place, but doesn't talk. Revias Harech Chaladam. And number 4, he conducts himself as everyone else. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Lo Hutzuchu Lomer Shabbos Rishona, Lo Yetzim Yipesach Beso, Sharei Akol Nechnasin LeBeso LeNachma. You don't have to tell me that the first week he doesn't leave, or the first Shabbos he doesn't leave, because all the Menachemim are coming to be Menachemim anyway. Elishnia Eino Yetzim Yipesach Beso. So he transposes it down a week. Week 2, he doesn't leave the house. Shlishi is Yosef Eino Yoshim Koma. Week 3, he leaves the house, but doesn't sit in his regular place. Revi Yoshe Bimkom Veinu Medaber. Week 4, he sits in his regular place silently. Chamish Yisorei Kachaladim. Week 5, he is like every other person. So what does Shabbos mean? Does Shabbos mean the seventh day of the week? Does Shabbos mean the first week? And how you understand that line may impact on how formal an Isser of Yisim Misach Beso we have during Shiva. If Shabbos Rishona means the first week, then this Gemara may be a makor for an Isser Yitzim Misoch HaBayis, that there's an Isser called Shiva, the entire week of Shiva, of leaving the house. If Shabbos refers to the day Shabbos, so then the Gemara is not at all reflecting a formal Isser of Yitziyah Mitoch HaBayis. So Yaruch HaShulchan, beginning with Sif Aleph in the Siman, argues that there's no formal Isser of Yitziyah Misoch HaBayis during Shiva. Because the Gemara here, Kipshuto, means Shabbos as in the day of the week, that these halachos are Shabbos halachos. How do you conduct yourself on Shabbos specifically for the first 4 or 5 weeks? And it doesn't speak of any broader Isser of Yitziyah Misoch HaBayis during Shiva. And to the extent that we talk about an Isser Yitziyah Misoch HaBayis, as we'll see from the Trumas Hadeshen in a few moments, there is a general orientation that a Avel shouldn't be distracted from his Avel. So to the extent that leaving the house will distract him from the focus of his Avel, he shouldn't be leaving the house. But that's why there are many dispensations to leaving the house for a Dvar Mitzvah, or as a Mordechai has to speak to the Sar Ha'ir, wherever there's a Tzorech, we relax the restriction of Yitziyah Misoch HaBayis, because there isn't a formal Isser of Yitziyah Misoch HaBayis per se. Rosh Hashulchan points out that this is clear in the Yerushalmi and the Maseches Smachos, that there's no Isser of Yitziyah Misoch HaBayis per se. And then we have indications in Rishonim that there were places where the practice was, people in Shiva would go to Shul. They didn't have the practice of having a minyan in the home. There were areas reflected in Rishonim where the common practice was to lechachila go to Shul during Shiva. Again, because there's no formal Isser of Yitziyah Misoch HaBayis if there is a Tzorech.
What was that?
I'm sorry? That's the Aruch HaShulchan.
Oh, Going to shul.
Going to shul, right. We'll see in Machlokas Achronim. Nowadays, what is the correct practice if you don't have a minyan at home, whether to go to shul? But there are indications in Rishonim. The Ritva, for example, here in the Gemara is clear that he quotes, the Aruch HaShulchan quotes the Tshuvas HaRivash. Simon Kuf Nun Ches are places that the Rishonim talk about where the minig was. L'chachila, then Avul go to shul. There wasn't any notion of having a minyan in the home at all. So that seems to reflect the fact that Yisim Yisrael Chabayis may not be a formal Isser during Shiva. That's the approach of the Aruch HaShulchan, understanding that Shabbos here refers to Shabbos. And that's the implication of... Oh, fine. Ramosha seems to have understood otherwise, against the Aruch HaShulchan. Igros Moshe Chele Beis Yaredeya Simen Kuf Ayin Beis Yaredeya Chelek Beis Simen Kuf Ayin Beis. So Ramosha in this tshuva is discussing the prudence or the possibility, the allowance for an Avel leaving the Shiva home in order to travel elsewhere to be with his family during Shiva or to sleep at home during Shiva. So before we see what Ramosha says, we should just note what the Rama quotes from the Tumas Hadeshen, who discusses the same question, basically. The Rama writes over here in Sif Beis, Mechaber says, Avol Shavu HaRishon Eino Yotze Mipesach Beiso Afilu Lishmor Brachos Berchos Chuppah O Berchos Hamila. An Avol during the first week doesn't leave the home, period. The Rama says, Miyu But one who is megal to go out at night where there's a need, lo hifsit. V'had asur laseis chutz lebeso, haynu dafke letayel, o lemasa maten v'chadome, aval im shalach moshel acharav, o shetzarech leilich v'derech, o leshar dvar masichim laharbe, kigon davar avud mutter lo laseis, v'chein nohagin. So there are dispensations as far as the Isser Yisim Yisrael Chabayis. If there's a Tzorech, the real Isser is to go L'tayel or for business. But, he quotes the Mordechai, that if the governor is asking for you to come, you're allowed to go to the governor. And if it's a Dover Avud, that's Tosef and Dov Kazayinim and Aleph, that we relax Yisim Yisrael Chabayis for Dover Avud as well. But the first line of the Ramah, that Ameka Latzeis B'Layla B'nei Yisrael Chlohisset, that's based on Mitzvah Sedeshen. Truma Sedeshen is in Simen Reish Tzadi. Truma Sedeshen Reish Tzadi. Truma Sedeshen was asked, is an Avil allowed to leave his house? Sorry, the Truma Sedeshen asked himself, is an Avil allowed to leave his house Balayla after Kalsa Regal Ben Ashuk? After the foot traffic has diminished outside, may an Avil leave his house during Shiva? Right to Truma Sedeshen, Simen Reish Tzadi. That if there's a need and someone's mekel, not so bad. The fact that the Gemara Daf Kaf Aleph that we started with says that an Avel after the first 3 days of Shiva is allowed to go to another base Avel, what do you see? And the reason that we tell you not to leave the house is because if you go elsewhere, you're going to get distracted. But if you're staying at home and you just have your family with you, then you can sense the Avelus. The Imkain, if he's going to go out at night and he's not going to mingle with other people, he's just going straight to the other house to sleep in. So if he's just going on his own or with a person or two accompanying him, and it's not for a social reason, it's not litayel, it's not for business, he's not going to meet up with other people that are going to distract him from the focus of Avelus, there isn't such a kepeda. Okay, so that's the basis of this Ramah in Sif Beis, the Truma Sedeshen, that you are allowed to, an Avel is allowed to leave where there's a necessity at night, La'ach HaShakal Sareg El Menashuk. That's what Riki Vager quotes here, La'alacha, on the page, Let's say Spalayla La'ach HaShakal Sareg El Menashuk. So Ramosha writes, Chele Beis Yerdei Simen Kuf Ayin Beis, regarding Avelim who were sitting Shiva in the Shiva home, Bayis Shemes Ameis, is he allowed to go home to sleep in his own home at night? When there are accommodations, there is a possibility, there is a bed to sleep in the Beis Avel. So he says, you see from the Gemara in Daf Kaf Gimel, when it says, Shabbos Rishon Eini Yosef Mesach Beiso, that there's an Isser Yosef and Abayis for the entire Shiva. Shabbos means the whole week. How do you know that? You know that from Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda, Argus and Tana Kama says, Lo Hutzuchu Lomer Shabbos Rishon Lo Yotzei Mepesach Beiso, Sharei HaKol Nechnasen LeBeiso LeNachamo. So it's pasha that you're not allowed to go out the first week because everyone's coming to be menachem him. When's everyone coming to be menachem him? Not just on Shabbos or until Shabbos, the entire week of Shiva. So apparently you see that the Isser, the Gemara, is talking about the entire week of Shiva. So therefore, absent a compelling need to leave the house, an avel shouldn't leave the house even to sleep elsewhere. By the Shulchan writes, Sivkat and Yud Zayin, that since the Iker reason for the restriction on Yitzim Misoch HaBayis is what the Tumas Sedeshin writes, that you shouldn't forget your Avelus by going out with other people. So nowadays, if there's a need and you're going to go drive somewhere, then if you go straight into the car and out of the car, there's more reason to be mekel. We're not concerned that you're going to mingle with people on your way. If you just go into your car, go out of your car. So then even if it's not kol regem noshuk, even if there's traffic around, but we're not so concerned about mingling with people if you're just going to go in your car and out of your car. That's his recommendation. I think Rabbi Karpas is also that if you need to leave the home during Shiva, let's say to go sleep elsewhere, if that's necessary, then you dafka should go in a car, even if it's possible to walk, because that minimizes the possibility of socialization. That's what Rabbi Karp writes as well in Page Tav Pei Daled, that if there's a need to leave the house to sleep elsewhere, or to go continue sitting Shiva elsewhere, then after 3 days, during the first 3 days, better to be machmir across the board, and after 3 days, you could be mekel in a car. Rabbi Willis still says that lechachila, asher techel ragel nashuk, better to do that at night if there's a need to move, or sometimes an avel for whatever consideration switches the location in which he is sitting shiva. So better to move at night rather than as opposed to during the daytime.
What's the hint of that?
As far as you see, Mesach HaBayis, that it's not, the Lechachila is that the Shiva should be in the Malkim Yitzias and Neshama, or around the Malkim Yitzias and Neshama. So if the Petir is here, then there's presumably such consideration to come back and sit Shiva here.
Even just the same
Could be that if it's in the same area, that there's still a malusa over a different country.
Right.
Could be.
The postkin would suggest to someone who, even if there wasn't, let's say, New York, and
right.
Bigger, so that they should come back with a feeling.
I don't think anyone would say that you shouldn't come back because of the issue you see Mitzvah in a bias. I think that's pretty standard, that if you're going to the natural, I mean, anytime you go to Kfura, you're coming back to Beis Avel. So in some sense, Mali, if I'm traveling 45 minutes in the Beis Avel, flowers are going on a plane, I have to travel anyway to park myself in the Beis Avel. So once I'm already going somewhere, then I don't know if that makes a difference. Okay, what about going to shul, an avil during shiva, going to shul where there's no minyan in his home? So as we noted, there are different lishonos and rishonos. There seem to be different practices as to whether to have a minyan in the base avil lichachila. Nowadays, a near universal practice is to have a minyan in a base avel lichat chila. But what happens where, for whatever reason, that is impossible? May an avel go to shul to daven during shiva if he doesn't have a minyan in his home? So Mechaber writes in Sif Gimel, ha'avel eino yotze b'chol beis ha'kneses, aval b'shabes yotze, v'anu nogin sh'b'chol yom kriyas ha'torah yotze beis ha'kneses. The Mechaber is talking about a situation where you didn't have a sefer Torah in the home, and you go out, then you would be allowed to go hear Kriyas HaTorah in Shul. Says the Pesach Yeshua, Sivkat and Beis, Sefer Chachmas Adam, Mekuntris, Metzavis Moshe, Simen Ches, Kasav, Dizal Pimat Shakasav, Simen Shinayin Vav, Shem Mitzvah Lispal, Beis HaAvel, Vim Kein Yesh HaMasara. The reason the Mechaber writes that an Avel doesn't go to Shul is because he has a minyan in his home. And that's the Lechachil, and that's the inyan that we discussed, that Yudafka should have a minyan in the, either the Malkum and Siyas and Neshama, or the place where the Avel is sitting Shiva. Aval, the Malkum, the Efshar, Lichna Vasara, Vispatel, Yezem, Mikadach, Kedusha, Barchu, Mutter, Leilech. However, if for whatever reason it's impossible to have a minion in the home, then, says the Chachmas Adam, the Avel is allowed to go to Shul even during Shiva. Ach Magan Avram, and Hilchas Purim, Mashma, the Mispal, Bichidi. Magen Avraham sounds like no, that you shouldn't go to shul even if there's no minyan at home. The Chachmas Adam says if you have a minyan in the same building, even if it's not in the same apartment, in the same chatzer, so then even the Magen Avraham may agree that's not really considered you'd see myself a bias. But to go to shul, that's the machlokas of Chachmas Adam and the Magen Avraham. I believe that in this kind of a situation, we are making a lot of the Chachmas Adam to allow an avel to go to shul if there's no possibility of having a minyan in the home.
Does it matter if it's a sibling or if it's a parent?
I don't think so. This is not a function of davening for an amud or a function of kaddish. This is...
Why
not? That's what the Chachmas Adam doesn't sound like. It's only so you can say Kaddish, so you can daven the minyan. Chachmas Adam's point is that you shouldn't be mevatel tefillah b'tzibur. Since the issue you see mitzvah habayis is not applicable, at least according to many litzarach mitzvah. So if there's no possibility of having tefillah b'tzibur at home, then you'll have to go to shul so as not to be batel from tefillah b'tzibur, not just a function of saying Kaddish. Where that's relevant. Correct. That's from the Eliyahu Rabba, correct. But the Chachmas Adam, I believe, is not going with that.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Correct. Okay. Now let's talk about the second topic of the siman, which is shinui mekomo. The Gemara had a machlokas Tanakama and Rabbi Yehuda that we quoted. When do you need to be mishane makom? According to Tanakama, week 2, einu yoshe mekomo. Week 3, yoshe mekomo v'einu medaber. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, that's week 3 and week 4. What makom are we talking about? The Rashi here says nothing, but Rashi al-Arif says the Beis HaKnesses. We're talking about not shinui makom in your living room, but shinui makom in shul. And that's how we generally assume, even though Shlomo Le'Iger here writes, Bein Bebeiso, Bein Bebeis HaKnesses. Shlomo Le'Iger writes that this applies to shinui makom in your home as well, but most poskim don't quote that, and the general consensus of poskim that we're talking about shinui makom exclusively in shul. Mordechai writes as follows: Mordechai Simon Tav Sadivav Hadak Amar Sheyosh Ben Imo La'aretz Mishum Sherov Am Losagilu Blavachi. It says that the practice was the Menachemim would sit together with the Misnachemim on the ground. And why does an Avel switch his seat? So people should notice. So there should be some recognition of the fact that this person is an Avel. So this is somehow a manifestation of Kavod HaMeis, that an Avel indicates that he's not going about business as normal, he's sitting in a different place than usual to show that he hasn't forgotten about his Avelis. Okay, so in Shulchan Aruch, the Rama writes over here, U'bimedinos eilin ogen she'ein yotze ela b'shabbis. Sorry. Before that. Sif base. The mechaber is shniya yotze ve'ena yoshe b'mkomo ve'ena medaber shlishis yoshe b'mkomo ve'ena medaber. That sounds like Tanakama. On week 2, he doesn't sit in his regular place. Week 3, he sits in his regular place ve'ena medaber. Says the Rama. V'yemrotze shalaleshe b'mkomo v'shavu shlishis u'ledaber v'shis b'yado. That's the tshuvas maimonios. That if he wants, he can sit in a different seat in week 3 also and talk. Because it's only in his regular place he's not allowed to talk in week 3, but if he sits in a different place, then he could talk in week 3. The achshav nogin she'ein yoshevin bimkomam kol shloshim. Nowadays the practice is that people sit in a different place for all shloshim. The al aviv v'imo kol yabez chodesh. The ein leminig ze'ekir. The Rama says that there's no real legitimate source for this minhag of extending shinui makom for yibes chodesh. Mikol makom ein l'shainos min haminhag ki kol makom lefi minhago. You shouldn't change because the minhag is the minhag. If I recall correctly, Rabbi Willig pointed out, and then I think Rabbi Karp says the same thing, that what may the source for the Rama be to extend this Isser for Yud Beis Chodesh? Take a look back at the Gemara on Kaf Gimel Amud Aleph. Tosfos on the top, Dibur Maskil, Rabbi Yehuda Omer. B'Yushami Pose Kalacha Kedivrei Hamosif B'Yamim. So B'Yushami Paskins like Rabbi Yehuda, that the Isurim are transposed 1 week, so everything's only back to normal in week 5, not in week 4. For Isik is Shayisi Katan, Rabbeinu Yitzchak Zekeni, Shelo Hayayoshe Bimkomo Ad Shavurvi. So when I was little, I saw that my grandfather, the Ri, was in Avelis, and he didn't go back to his normal seat until week 4. V'lo Yadati Taimo, I don't know why. Sheima Yasover Kerebi Huda. If he held like Rebbe Huda, that you only go back to normal on week four, meaning week four you can sit in regular seat and not talk, and week five you can sit in regular seat and talk. So if he passed like Rebbe Huda, Imken Yisper Kamosa Mishnia, Shena Yosim Pesach Besa, then he should have to hold like Rebbe Huda on week two. Rebbe Huda holds as an Isser Yisim Esach Abayis on week two. And that the Rei wasn't knowing. He was only knowing an Isser Yisim Abayis in week one. So how did he split to Paskin, like Tanakama as far as Yisim Esach Abayis, and like Rebbe Yehuda, as far as Shinei Makom? Miu yesh lomar, b'ha ashkachna tuva le'el davelos shiva, v'kaimelan hachi, v'shem ataymo kirabanan, u'mishum ditzarech leishev imkomo v'ena medaber, v'tov yosef sheyeshev chusim komo, d'shem ein asher ledaber ki im bimkomo. So maybe he really paskin like the Chachamim. If he paskin like the Chachamim, why did he switch his seat? Why did he switch his seat on week three? He could have sat in his regular seat in week three, because according to Chachamim, you can sit in your regular seat in week three and not talk, and week four you can sit in your regular seat and talk. And he sat in his regular seat only on week four. So maybe he didn't sit in his regular seat on week three because he wanted to be able to talk. Had he sat in his regular seat, according to Tanakamba, he wouldn't be able to talk. He wanted to talk, so he sat in a different seat, and since he was in a different seat, he was allowed to talk. And presumably not that he wanted to talk during davening, but Rabbi Sichelo, people at Shaila, so Din Gavra L'Gavra, he could paskin shaylos. So really, paskin like Tanakama, and he was mishana mekoma for an additional week in order to have the allowance of talking. So if that's the case, then what emerges is that even according to Tanakama, even according to Chachamim, there is a manifestation of Shinui Makom that is relevant up until week four, or through week four. So maybe that's already considered like a minhag of Shloshim. And once it's already pushing Shloshim, so then anything that's a Shloshim Nihug, we extend to Yud Beis Chodesh. The Darkei Moshe quotes a slightly different consideration in the name of the Maril. Darkei Moshe here in Shin Sadi Gimel. Sifkat in Hay. Amna Maril Yishev Aminak Mishim De'ika B'Gemara Rabbi Yehuda De'Machmir V'Sovrik De'Shavur Revi Eina Yoshev Kombo V'Birshani Pasek Kamoso. So the Maril that he quotes seems to say, like the Re's Havim, meaning that maybe you could split. Meaning maybe we pass like Rabbi Yehuda as far as Shinei Makom, based on a Yerushalmi, even if we don't pass him like him for Yitzhiyam Yisoch HaBayis. It sounds like the Maril is suggesting what the Re didn't want to say, that maybe you could split the Psak, and even if we're Makel on Yitzhiyam Yisoch HaBayis on week two, we're still Machmer like Rabbi Yehuda as far as the Isser of, or the requirement of Shinei Makom. What is the exact requirement of Shinei Makom? Take a look at the Piskei Shuvos of Katan Zayin at the end. Kasef v'sefer Chamudei Daniel Ksaviad Nira kesha avel mishana mekomo sarach laharchik David Amos shebelozek echad makom chashiv. That Shinei Makom means David Amos. If you're within David Amos, you haven't really changed your spot. Kakas and Magan of Ram and Hilchos Tfila, as far as Kaveya Makom Litfilaso, that within Dalet Amos is considered to be a single Makom. And the Maharim Shik argues Alachol. Maharim Shik says that no, that's as far as what's considered a Makom Kavu in your house. But in Shul, even less than Dalet Amos could be considered a Shinei Makom. That's the minhag in briars, that you switch the seat with the person sitting next to you, even though that's not Dalet Amos. And Bader Shulchan thinks you should be machmir to switch outside of Dalet Amos. Different row, if it's right behind, could also be within Dalet Amos. Right.
So we do it even on Shabbos, we follow the Ramah. Oh,
well, Shabbos, we'll get to it. Okay, let's get to it. Shabbos, Sif Dalet. Hanoagim, Kishahema Velim, Shalol, Lashanos, Mekoma, Bebeis HaKnesses, Beshabbos, Yafei Mosim, right, Sivachaber. Those that have the practice of not changing their place in Shul and Shabbos, that practice should be condoned. Why? Presumably that's Avelis Bifar Hesia, and there shouldn't be a public display of Avelis on Shabbos. Says Ramah, V'yesh Omrim, Shagam B'Shabbos Yishan Mekomo, V'chein HaMinag HaPashut, V'ein L'shanos HaMinag. Minag is, even on Shabbos, you change your place. Why? Says the Shach of Katan Zayin. Disfir le, she'ein zadavar shal parhesya. She'ein avelis nikr bezeh kol kach, shahar be'pabim adam machlef mekomo filo eino avel. Not everyone always sits in the same seat. So that's not really a public manifestation of avelis, because a person could have a million reasons that he's sitting in a different seat. That's not really avelis before hesya. That's the Levush. Ulamashe kasabne lekanan, reitzim and tough. Da velus anoe kol shloshim noe gafilu b'shabbos, b'lavachi nicha. But the Shach says more fundamentally, if a velus b'for hesia is only a problem for nihuge shiva, but not for nihuge shloshim or yibes kodesh, well, this is nihuge shloshim or yibes kodesh, so there are no restrictions on a velus b'for hesia. So the Shach l'shita so, that there's no problem with veils for Hesia for Nihuge Shloshim and Yibes Kodesh, would say, even if it is a veils for Hesia, that doesn't bother us. Says Rav Shlomo Eger, quotes on the Shach, when Shlomo Eger was sitting Shiva, was in a veil for his father, Kiveger, Shalol Lashanas for Shabbos. He didn't change his seat on Shabbos. Kivadai Harav Beiro Ein Darka Lashanos V'Hava Parhesia. So according to the first reason of the Shach, that people often switch their seats for no reason, and it's not a veil for Parhesia, it doesn't play the rabbi. The rabbi doesn't switch his seat. The rabbi sits in the Mizrach, and everyone knows if he's not there if he switches his seat. So you can't argue that's not available for Hesia, for the Rav to change his chair. So that's what Shlomo Eger writes, that when he was in Avelis, he would sit in his regular seat on Shabbos, because for the Rav to switch his seat is a manifestation of Avelis before Hesia. So he seems to be assuming, not like the Shach's second reason, that definitionally Avelis for Hesia isn't a problem, but it is. If it was available for Hesia, it would be a problem. The Shach's first reason from the Levush is it's not available for Hesia because people could switch their seats for other reasons. Not true for the Rav. Umikol mako b'Shabbos shniya shashinu min adin lo alachti l'beis haKnesses. But the problem was the second Shabbos of Avelis. Presumably the first Shabbos also if he went to Shul. But the Ikar Adin, according to Tanakhama, the Isser shini makom applies on week two. From week three and on, week three is Yoshim and Koma Veinu Medaber, but from there and on, it's only Mitoris Minag and not Mikra Din. So during week two, where the requirement of Shinimok is Mikra Din, so to avoid the problem of whether that's a Vilas Professia, if Shlomo Eger stayed home, didn't go to Shul. When Rav Shechter was in Avelis for his father, I'm sorry?
He missed the
Kriyas HaTorah. I only know what it says here. I wasn't there. He writes he didn't go to Shul. Maybe he had a minion in his home? I don't know.
Maybe that's a different thing.
It doesn't sound like it. Maybe there wasn't a differential. Or maybe he had a scene of Mizrach on every show in town. Right, I presume the Rav Ha'ir probably had a scene in every show. When Rav Shachter was in Avelis for his father, Friday night during Shiva, he came to daven the Beis Medrash here. And then he didn't show up again on Shabbos, and he didn't show up on Purim, because Purim was during Shiva. And I believe he didn't show up the second Shabbos. So I asked him about it afterwards. So he was concerned with this with Shlomo Lager plus, that maybe even for Balabas, it's a problem of Avelis and Farhasi, the Ramah notwithstanding. So he didn't want to, he didn't want to daven a shul where he had a makom kavua. So he went to Shabbos morning, he went to Shari Tikva, where he never davens. So then there wouldn't be an issue of shini makom. And on Purim, he went to the Washington Heights congregation, where he never davened. And he told me he didn't go, I asked him why he didn't go to the Aguda, where he sometimes davened. So he said he thought that the issue, he was concerned of Avelis for Hesia, even for a Balabas, meaning the Aguda, he has his Malkum Kavua, but it's not in the Mizrach, he's not the Rav. But even for a Balabas, he was concerned that maybe we shouldn't assume like the Rav, maybe there is a problem of Avelis for Hesia, where the Issa Shina Malkum is Mikra Adin, he dafka davened in a place where he didn't have any Malkum Kavua. Rabbi Karp quotes from Rav Eliashiv that during Yom Beis Chodesh, an Avil should change his seat on Shabbos only a little bit. So he doesn't really tell you what a little bit means. It sounds like it means Toch Dalet Amos, where it's not so clear that you're actually being Mishana Makom. Right. I think Rabbi Willie did that also, even when he was in Avelis, so in his... You've been to Yom Kippur River, though? So in the Mizrach where he sits, he has a seat with a shtender. So I'm pretty sure he told me that he just moved it a little bit forward. So he was still at the Rav's seat, but he moved the seat a little bit. The Badr Shulchan writes that Lemaisa, a person should be Mishana Makomo, even a Rav, and he has his Cheshbonos, why he thinks that the Iker Tam or the Iker Ta'amim are not like the Shach's first time, and therefore even a Rav could be Mishana Makom, or should be Mishana Makom on Shabbos. Okay, let's stop here.